In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So says Matthew 28, verse 19. These are the words from Holy Scripture that begin our worship each and every Sunday. Note that we do not say we begin our worship in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The emphasis is not on us. It's not about us. This may seem like no big deal, but indeed it is. By speaking the Trinitarian invocation in this way, we are publicly declaring this. It's not about us. It is all about our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And worship is begun in the same way that our life in Christ began at our baptisms, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And today is Trinity Sunday, the Sunday of the church year when all Christians especially remember that our life as His church is not about us and our desires. It is about Him and His love for us. In worship, God is serving us. God is coming to us to give us His good gifts of His Word, His sacraments of baptism and communion, His forgiveness. Worship at its essence is all about Him and what He's doing for us. Please pick up your hymnal from the pew rack. And please turn it to the top of page 151. Page 151. Page 151 on top. What do you see? Divine service. Now please turn the page, the top of the page 167. On top of page 167, what do we see? Same thing, divine service. God is serving us. After God serves us, what do we do? We respond with worship. Worship is us giving God His word, telling Him by our words and songs and hymns and prayers how worthy and wonderful He is for all He gives us in His divine service. Worship is our response. God serves us His gifts, and we say, thank you. Worship, then, is our joy and our duty. This is why we gather here on Sundays. We would never make Sunday worship more about ourselves and our desires than about God, would we? Yes, we would. And yes, we do. How many times have you left a worship service only to complain, I didn't get anything out of it today. I was bored. It wasn't as exciting as I like. Why can't we sing more hymns I like? Oh, the pastor's sermon was too long for me. I'm really not interested in serving or helping or giving, as I was asked in the announcements. I just want to attend on Sundays and get my needs met. I just want what I want. Here's the problem. Worship isn't just about getting good things from God. It's also about giving everything to God. Remember, worship is our response to God's goodness to us. When we bring our self-centered attitudes with us on Sundays, we make ourselves judges of activities rather than active participants in the adoration of a holy God. One sinful concern can emerge as primary. What have you done for me lately? This self-centered and sinful attitude needs to be dealt with in one of two ways. Either just leave it at the door to this place of worship and don't bring it in with you, or even better, confess it right away at the confession of sin we all share at the start of worship. Worship is not about you, and it's not about me. Our life's privilege is to behold God's glory, give Him thanks, and be changed by His holy presence. Note this important passage from 2 Corinthians 3:18. But we all, with unveiled faces, behold the Lord's glory, and are being transformed into His likeness, with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord. The background of this passage is found in Exodus chapters 33 and 34, where Moses meets the Lord on Mount Sinai when he receives the Ten Commandments. After being in God's presence, after seeing the glory of God, the text says that when Moses came down from the mountain, he did not know that his face shone, so that Aaron and all the sons of Israel were afraid to come near him. So Moses put a veil over his face. St. Paul goes on to say in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 13, that we are not like Moses, who put a veil over his face, so that the sons of Israel would not look intently at the glory that was fading away. Moses was in the presence of God a short time, and the glory faded. Paul tells us that Christians abide in the presence of God forever, and the glory never fades. In verse 18, we read, with unveiled faces, we are beholding the glory of the Lord. It is a privilege to receive Christ and His gifts in worship, because in Him, we behold the glory of God continually. In Exodus chapter 33, verse 15, Moses says, if your presence, O Lord, does not go with us, do not send us up from here. This truth is powerful. Having God is what it's all about. Seeing God in His glory is the primary goal of worship. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's not about how we feel or don't feel. Beholding His glory must be our agenda. I remember a few years ago when the University of Kentucky won the U.S. College Basketball Championship. A few days later, there was a celebration in the Rupp Arena, where they play all their home games. The people who gathered there cheered wildly for each player and the coach. They painted their faces and wore clothing in the school colors. They tried to get autographs. Not one fan said, that gathering did nothing for me. I didn't get anything out of it. The event was wonderful. Not because the performance was great. They didn't play the basketball at all. Not because the players' speeches were great. Most were not good speakers. But it was wonderful because everyone knew why they were there. The purpose was not to please the fans. The purpose was to honor the team. In a similar way, authentic worship is our attempt to communicate how much we adore and honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Why? Why do we so desire to adore and honor our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ? For what He has done for us and for all people at His cross and empty tomb. For the forgiveness of sin He has won for us and the entire world. For His love and strength and hope and blessings He gives us each and every day. For His gift of heaven and the wonder that this short life is not all there is. And now, our life's purpose is to reflect Christ in all we do and say, Monday through Saturday, as well as Sunday. Just as Moses reflected the glory of God after meeting with Him, we too reflect His glory by meeting Him in worship. 2 Corinthians chapter 3:18 said, But we, with unveiled faces, behold the Lord's glory. This word, behold, can be translated reflect. Paul can mean that we both behold and reflect. What does this mean? Paul is using the analogy of mirror. A mirror can serve both beholding and reflecting. In worship, we look closely, beholding God's glory. By doing so, we also then reflect that glory. Moses' face shone because he reflected the glory of God. We reflect God's glory when we behold our Savior Jesus in worship. We exist as heaven's advertising agency, promoting the glory of God in Jesus Christ in every area of our lives, on every day of our lives. It's not about you and me. It's all about Him. We just said we are heaven's advertising agency. Let me ask you this. How many of you know the following people and organizations? Jack Tinker and Partners, Doyle Dane Burnback, Foot, Cone and Belding. How about J. Walter Thompson? How'd you do? Chances are, like me, no one on the list. They would have no problem with that. They are advertising companies, and their purpose is not to make a name for themselves, but to make a name for others and the product they are promoting. Here's a quick list of their slogans and products. Plop, plop, fizz, fizz, oh, what a relief it is. That's Alka-Seltzer. We try harder. Avis rent a car. Good. Campbell's soup. Snap, crackle, pop, Rice Krispies. For Kellogg's cereals. What they do for their clients, we are to do for our Lord Jesus Christ. It's not all about you. It is all about Him. Like mirrors, we are to reflect His glory. Our priority in worship and in life is to first behold our Lord and His goodness, and then to reflect our Lord and His goodness every day in our lives and every way in our lives. May this be the foundation upon which we build our lives, our homes, and our church. May this be the clear message Trinity Lutheran Church gives to our community. It's not about us. It's not, or rather, it is all about Jesus. Music leader Matt Redman met with his pastor for prayer, and together they agreed that their congregation had been too focused on themselves and not in God in worship. Matt believes that God gave him a song for their congregation. It is the song that we sang today for the opening hymn and has become a well-loved hymn all over the world. Listen again to just a few of its words. When the music fades, all is stripped away, and I simply come, longing just to bring something that's of worth, that will bless your heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all about you, all about you, Jesus. I'm sorry, Lord, for the thing I've made it when it's all about you, all about you, Jesus. It's not about us. It's not about us. It's not about us. It is all about Jesus. In the name of Jesus, amen.